Red Hawks first. Five players scored in the books. Cody Orban led Cass City with 10 points. He had 2 points at halftime. 4 points in the third, and then the remaining in the fourth. Colin Hartwick had a three right at the beginning of the game. Nothing more for him. Jacob Perry came up with 7 points, five in the fourth quarter. Cody Ross with two free throws. That's all he had. And Cole Israelson held to 6 points. That's really the difference in the game there, John.
He didn't see the ball.
As far as free throws go for Cass City, they overall shot 5 for 8 from the free throw line for 62.5%. 3 for 6 in the second half and 2 for 2 in the first half. Not too bad, especially on the road. As far as the Lakers go, let's take you through quarter by quarter. They led 13-9 after 1, then pushed it out to 20-11 at halftime. And the score remained at 9 points after 3, 26-17. Then pushed it to 13 after some free throws in the fourth, 41-28. We had a whole slew of players scoring for Lakers, 7 in fact. Andrew Meade had 2 points. Evan Kaczynski with 2 points, going 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Nick Post, 4 points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Kyle Binder, 5 points, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Dominic Guardian had 3 points. He went 1 for 3 from the free throw line, then as well has a 1 field goal. Jared Schutte had 13 points, and he went 4 for 6 from the free throw line, as well as 3 threes. And Paul Zwemmer had 12 points and went, 6 for 8 from the free throw line, as well as 3 other layups in there. As far as the team goes from free throws, first half they shot 4 for 6 for 66%. Second half, 12 for 21 for 57.1. For an overall of 16 for 27 in free throw lines for the Lakers, going 59.2%. You'd like to see that a little higher at home, but when it came down to it in the fourth quarter, they shot 63.1% in the heat of the moment in the fourth quarter.
You know who really should get a lot of kudos tonight for doing yeoman's work as far as controlling the ball, doing the ball handling, is Jared Schutte for the Lakers. Anytime the ball was in his hands, it seemed like Cassidy would go ahead and back off a little bit because they did respect his drive. Like I said, kudos for Jared Schutte. He was really he played a nice ball game tonight.
Well, like we said, the only other score we have for you tonight is Harbor Beach takes out Brown City 74-44 in Brown City. So Harbor Beach still continue to roll. They move on to 11-0 and 3-0, tied for first in the Greater Thumb East. Our final here, Lakers 41-28, pushes Cass City down to second place at 3-1. Reese is at 4-0. USA, not quite sure what they're doing tonight. They actually have the night off. So they stay at 3-2, then there's Lakers at 2-2. So technically Lakers and USA tied for third place in the Greater Thumb West with about half the season to go, 8-9 games for each team left here. And we're coming right down the stretch, John.
It's not over by any stretch of the imagination.
We're still in January, for crying out loud. So tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, now powered with 4G. Sounded great tonight on the air. Knights Insurance Agency, Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb, Pigeon IGA, Kohler Propane, more motor sales of Caro, Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Casel, Cass City, and those two locations in Bay City, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Harjo's Ben Franklin. Sailor transmission of this broadcast was carried by Thumb Sailor, Talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast was a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, all rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of the subscriptions or accounts of this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. So, John, any very, very brief last thoughts?
Brief thoughts. Next time we do this, we're going to see the same Lakers against USA. That ought to be an interesting one.
Yes, indeed. That's coming up on Wednesday on WLEW Sports. You don't want to miss it. Both teams tied for third place, trying to get there to the second or first place on WLEW. So long from Laker Country. Lakers 41, Cass City 28. So long.